I know you're gonna dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
Y'all, Meghan Markle done brought some soul to the castle. I'm John McCann with extended coverage of the royal wedding. Lots of black people in Windsor Castle, where Meghan Markle and Prince Harry got married in St. George's Chapel. Lots of black people like the brother with the temple fade on his fro who was getting down on the cello. And see, you see, some of your kids are in band class fooling around. Make them get serious. They might play for queens and princes someday. Or they might play for a president or a governor. Okay, the mayor, a city councilman. Okay, a county commissioner. Look, they might play for somebody. I'm just saying, get them serious about something. And I know you saw Serena Williams and Oprah Winfrey over there at the ceremony, and you saw that black preacher preach his heart out. Now, we gotta trust the process, because while Sister Meghan and her mama, black females, while they were feeling the sermon, Meghan's in-laws did not appear quite ready for that brother to be up there preaching like he did. I mean, that same sermon on the power of love in a castle full of black people would have had folks hooping and hollering and shouting. Man, they didn't even clap for that man when he finished preaching. But hey, I mean, house rules, baby steps. Yet you still gotta love the singing of Stand By Me by the black choir that included some show enough sisters with braids and I guess other kinds of weave. I mean, stuff looks so real these days, you can't hardly tell. But their choir director came strong with all the grand movements and all that. And I mean, it was great, and it showed how beautiful stuff is when we just get along like Rodney King told us to. Now, you know how we have this unfair rule back here in America where when one black person makes a mistake, that becomes an indictment on the entire black race? You know what I'm talking about? Well, how much pressure must our girl Meghan feel? Because you know she's got haters just wait for her to tear up the castle. But Sister Meghan, you do you. We got you, girl. But I am jealous because she grew up in Los Angeles. Now she gets to live in London. I mean, I think the only thing that could have topped that would have been Serena marrying into the royal family, beginning her journey in life in South Central LA, I mean, straight out of Compton, to the castle. But the thing that really sticks out for me is Meghan's mama being all the way over there all by herself, representing that side of the family. But when the ceremony was over, did you see my man Prince Charles come through and stick out his hand to escort Meghan's mama? Man, I loved that. But I think I loved Prince Charles's suit even more. I mean, that cat was clean. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.